Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Godless Damn Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Real quick, man, a couple of announcements. Number one, Philly sold out. Thursday the 18th, that's gone. That's sold out. Now, because we did that, I understand that some of you was like, oh man, I didn't have four friends to go with because you got to buy them in groups. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you got one other person to go with. Get your tickets. Ladies and gentlemen, I added a show. That's bullshit. Day before, Wednesday, March 17th. So 18th, I'm still going to be there, Philly, but that's sold out. Now you got to come March 17th. That's Wednesday. That's not sold out, but it will be, so let's make that happen. Also, Raleigh, North Carolina. Man, at the time of this, right now, time stamp, there's only 40 tickets left. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be sold out, too. You just make sure you do your part. 40. DMV area, 12th to the 13th. Keith, I already had three shows. Nigga, I added a fourth one.
Oh, you going crazy.
Man. Oh, I added a fourth one. You know, they was like, oh, you selling tickets? I think you keep going. You know what I mean? You out there selling tickets? Keep going. You know what I mean? That's my man Mo. My man Mo be like, keep going. My sneaks start leaning and my heat stop working. I'm a romp me in person, catching niggas sleeping while he out in the open, and I'm getting. Oh, anyway. I
forgot you was from Philly.
Yeah, man. I'm a getting early. Anyway, that's not going to get y'all to buy tickets. But anyway, DMV, come on. All right, last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, y'all already know that the best part about staying at home is playing at home. With that being said, y'all already know the Adam Eve promo code still works. Y'all already know the Adam Eve promo code still works. 50% off. Get whatever you want. Dildos, pocket pussies, whatever you need, they got it. Whatever you need, they got it. Make it happen. Use promo code FBOY. 50% off and free shipping. Last but not least, I told y'all in the last episode I came out with a book. Dropped a book. Advice from a Fuckboy.
Congrats.
Yeah, man. Well, it ain't out yet. It comes out in May.
Oh, true indeed.
The book is done. And I was like, yo, I'm only printing 60 hard copies. And I'm like, once they gone, then the rest going to be like soft, like, you know, soft copies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're not soft, but hardbacks. The rest going to be paperbacks. That's what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we sold them Johns, and by the time I woke up the next morning.
What?
They were sold out by the time I left. So I secretly added 40 extra ones. So I'm only doing 100 now.
You showing love.
Yeah, but they going too now. So that's it. But I will still be giving, there'll still be books. You can order it on Amazon and stuff when it comes out. But yeah, new book. It's my first book.
Congratulations.
It's my first book, man. It's my first bizook. Bizook. That's stupid. Yeah. No. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Manley is back.
What's good?
What's different about being here to being on Zoom? What's the difference?
I can feel the energy here, man. The energy is in the room. Here. You got the vinyl up, you know what I'm saying? You had the vibes playing when I walked in. Like, it's just a completely different energy from my apartment.
Bro, it was
through a Zoom. You know, we did it through Zoom.
I thought you meant like your apartment is not like a...
I got the vibes too. Though.
Okay.
I collect the vinyl like you, man.
Okay,
so
you got that in your house?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, women be impressed, man. Women be acting like they don't be impressed. Women be impressed, man. Ladies, it's okay to be impressed.
It is okay.
Because if I walk in a girl's house and she got some cool shit, I'm impressed.
Do you say something? Do you compliment when you
say
it? Yeah. Absolutely.
If I go over your house, ladies, and I'm like, yo, it's... Like, yeah.
What's the smell? What was that smell? What were you smelling just now?
Women houses that I go over and I smell shit, either smell very... fruity or citrusy, or it smells like food.
Yeah,
like you can smell that she cooking this motherfucker all the time. Like you, like ladies, I ain't gonna hold you. When nigga come over your house, he be sizing that shit. I'm like, all right, I can see myself. Yeah. And look, I got my own place. Like women do the same thing. They be coming over our house. I can see myself. This his little couch. I'm gonna be right here.
Exactly.
While he DJing. I'm gonna be sitting here drinking a glass of wine. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Right. And we can tell when you put in. We can tell when you walk in if you put in work in the kitchen.
Yeah, I like nice women. I like women with nice places.
Absolutely.
I'm more impressed. Like, let me ask you this: are you more impressed with a car or a place?
Place for sure.
Yeah, me
place
too.
For sure. Where you stay is really important. You know, the car is just to get you from one place to another.
Yeah.
The crib, your energy got to be right. The candles, like you got the candles, like you said, the food, the smell of the food, like that makes me feel like you really be putting in work in the crib.
Yeah. A car. Like, first of all, ladies, your car be junky as fuck anyway.
Always.
Yeah, I mean, no matter how good your car is, like, I know chicks with Jeeps, I know chicks with compressors, I know chicks with,
it don't matter.
And all of them car be having, y'all be having bullshit in your back seat.
Full-blown passenger seat, like,
you get in the car, they be like, please excuse. I'm like, listen, I'm not excusing this. You always do this.
This is terrible.
I'm not excusing this. Like, you know this is...
It's like they live in the car.
Right. Which is nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
But my thing is, I'm more impressed by houses.
Facts.
Or not houses, but like your dwelling.
Yeah, your decor, the decor, all that
the
stuff?
The decor, yes.
Yeah, that's
like,
very important.
Here's the thing, with me, if I like what you, all right, I'll come over your house. Young lady, I'll come over your house. It's like, I want to feel like, look, I know your space is your space, but people want to feel like in the event that we get quarantined or, like I can hang with you for 2 days.
Yep.
I can do this for 2 days.
Yep.
And not feel like you miss home. Like, listen, there's nothing more better than sleeping in your own bed on your own time. But sometimes some people's bed, like, you ever get in a woman's bed, fellas, you like
That's exactly
how you feel. Like, yo, women's beds, like, my bed is comfortable, but women's beds, whew,
yeah, man,
it hit different. Yeah, you in there, and you like, you're not saying you wouldn't go home because your house is fly too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But it's like, I'm cool over here.
And it's like, you know, when you walk into a girl's crib and they keep their stuff nice and everything is looking right, you can tell that it's like almost like, okay, at least I know that you'll treat my stuff the same way.
That's a big thing. Like, at least I know you'll treat my stuff the same
come
way.
Come on, man. That's very important. Very important.
Yeah, I don't want to see dishes in the sink. I'm cool with a spoon or two.
Yeah.
I ain't tripping. But I don't want to see rice from last week up on you. Like, anyway, Keith, man, what's up, man?
I'm glad
you here, dog. I always be telling motherfuckers, man, yo, come pull up. And then, you know, niggas be like, yeah.
I appreciate you having me, for real.
You here, man. You know what I mean? I was like, look, man, we gonna like him. They gonna like you. We gotta bring him on the couch. So,
man, look, I came through, man.
We on the couch, man.
You tried to get me to be a. You thought I was a flex. Like, I flexed on you the first time. I was a little. You thought I was a little late the first time.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the Zoom call.
Yeah, that's my fault.
You was a little upset with me, sorry. So I said, when I get to LA, I'm gonna definitely pull up on you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. At least I admitted to it. Like I said, man, I could have kept that to myself.
That's true.
But I see that you like bringing up old shit.
That's real. You're a grown man. You're a grown man about yours, man.
Man, nah, you gotta be honest, man. Look, just when you loud and you wrong, man, you own that shit, dog. You fucking wrong, man. I'll be wrong. I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? All right, let's talk.
All right.
I want to talk about something that deals with men and women. Ladies, you do this. Guys, you do this. I want to talk about this because at the end of the day, a lot of times, sometimes I'll be like, ladies, I'm talking to you.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley. So to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
In some episodes, I'll be like, fellas, I'm talking to you. This time, talking to both y'all.
Okay, let's get into it.
Both of y'all motherfuckers. All of you motherfuckers. The shift, Keith. I want to talk about the shift. Y'all know what the shift is. You just don't call it the shift. I've gave it a name. It's called the shift.
Okay.
Here's what happens. Guy likes girl. Girl is on guy. Girl thinks guy is playing games.
Mm-hmm.
Guy thinks girl is playing games. Guy decides to fall back. Girl decides to put the press on. Guy doesn't really care. Guy fucks. Guy gets what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Girl is upset. But girl didn't notice the shift. Let's flip it.
Yep.
Girl likes guy. Guy likes girl. Girl does nice things for guy. Guy doesn't appreciate nice things from girl. Girl realizes I am worth what I am worth. Girl falls back. Guy realizes he messed up a new thing. Girl is no longer trying to hear it. Do you know what just happened right there, Keith? It's called the shift.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've all been there. We've all been there. We've all done that. The shift, in our layman's terms, is called keep that same energy.
Facts.
At the end of the day, y'all, why do we get mad when the shift happens? Why do we not understand when the shift happens? And the question is, why aren't we vocal about the shift? Keith, I didn't know what we were talking about before. I have this written down in my notes. I just randomly pick it out.
Man, you come in. You came with it early.
Let's talk.
Early.
Keith, have you ever been in a situation where you were the shifty or the shifter?
I got to remember which one is which, but I think a lot of times...
If you're the shifter.
I have been in situations where I may not have appreciated the things, the nice things done for me.
You're the shifty.
I've probably done that more than
you're
a few
the shifty.
Times.
In that sense, you didn't appreciate a good thing and you knew you had what you... You didn't appreciate what you had. A lot of guys were guilty of that.
Yeah, yeah.
We definitely... Like, bro, is nothing worse than being a nigga that's too late. We gonna unpack that? There's nothing worse than being the nigga that's too late with a woman. You're too late. You're too late, my man. I'm good now.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. I mean, it's humbling. It's a humbling
experience. It's humbling because it's like she's letting you know, bro, we ain't on your time, my man.
Yep. And I guess that's the part that I always, that's what I struggle with, is I always feel like it's on my time.
It's not, Keith.
Man, that's a tough thing
it's
to
not,
accept,
man. It's not. See, women like, see, Keith, I liked you, but,
yeah, I'm still learning, man. I'm a younger dude, I'm still trying to get it right.
But yeah, no, like, let's really talk about the shit for a second, bro. Like, I've been that guy, too.
Right.
I didn't appreciate what I had. And did you watch Malcolm Memory?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. So in Malcolm and Marie, right, Marie says something to Malcolm that to me describes 89% of men out there.
Okay.
She said, the moment that people love you back
is when you withdraw your love and you don't even want to, and you don't fight for it until you're about to lose it.
Wow.
And like that resonated with me because there's been plenty of people, women that I'm like, man, like I wish I could have had another chance at that. You know what I mean? Because I didn't appreciate it when it was there.
That's deep.
And a lot of women go through that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that on some simp shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's really what it is. You know what I'm saying? And then, guys, we come back because we arrogant and we think, like, oh, like, we on, not even just that we're on our time, but it's like she wants like this. Our tricks are always going to work.
Right.
And it's nothing worse than when your tricks don't work no more, dog.
Mm.
Keep, and I ain't mean no pun intended with the dog, but it's like your tricks don't work no more. Like when a woman has fucking, bro, it's nothing crazy when a woman has woke up and smelled the coffee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's the issue with like playing, I think it's the issue of playing games with girls and just people in general.
Right.
Whether you're a man or a woman. That's why you don't play games.
Don't play games.
And there's a way to play the game without playing games.
But the crazy thing is the shift is a game.
It is.
But
you're right.
Women aren't playing. I know when women shift, a lot of times it's not to see if they can get you to go further or anything like that. A lot of times when they shift, nigga, it's a like literally you can be the finest thing to a woman. And then she realizes like she putting up some shit that you ain't, and she's like, nigga, what?
Right.
No.
Right.
Like what Tony Braxton saying, love should have brought you home. Like, now I smell the coffee. Gotta wake up call. Gotta love the message that you just don't care. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I know y'all. That's my jam.
That was amazing.
Love should have bought your ass home. But she said she smelled the coffee, nigga.
Damn.
Now when and when Angela was fed up, nigga, she was fed the fuck up in
movie. Oh yeah.
So my thing is like, yo, how do you get women to where you don't have to get to that point? Where can you guys actually mutually decide maybe this is the time for you guys right now? And then you guys can revisit it if it comes a later time where both of you guys are on the same thing.
Right.
Because that's what I'm thinking. Like, it doesn't have to be like that. Like, you can literally tell a woman, like, yo, listen, I appreciate what you're doing right
Absolutely.
Now. I like what you're doing. I like you. Right now, I'm just not in a space to receive that. She respects that. Maybe when you come back later, she's not ostracizing you, but she's like, yo, I do got somebody. And you got to respect that. But she'll be more willing to go out on a date with you if you just would say that up front instead of, you know, kind of like letting her do these things. And now she feels like she's embarrassed.
Right.
That's really what it's about. Like, there's nothing worse than a woman feeling embarrassed. Like, I'm doing this. Think about it. Niggas is the same way.
That's
like,
nice.
I took a girl here. I did this, and then this.
And we got another name for those kind of guys, too.
Yeah.
And so that's the crazy part is, like, we got a name for those kind of dudes.
Yeah. So it's like,
that's tough.
Yeah. So you have to really think about it in a sense of, like, you know, what are we doing?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the shift.
You know, so you don't have to decide. It feels like sometimes you have to decide if you're going to be the one to shift or you're going to be the shifty. So you're saying that there's a space for you.
Okay, let me ask you this.
When
was the last time you did some shifting on either side? When was the last time that happened?
I feel like it's always like
no,
that.
You ain't gotta say the last time like a date, but like give me the scenario of when it happened. You don't gotta say like it happened in March 20. I ain't trying to fuck up the timeline, brother.
No, it's just like I feel like you right now I try to make sure that if somebody's doing something for me, number one, I want to make sure that they know I appreciate them, right?
Right.
And at the same time, I feel like you give what you get at the, so I feel like I try to give just as much now. And if it's too much being given, normally I'd probably decline it. I say, nah, that's too much.
Yeah, so like for me with the shift, like, okay, I had a situation where, like, look, I just gave up. I felt like I kept asking this girl, like, yo, let's hang out. And it's always like, yo, I'm busy, or it's always like a time restraint.
Right.
Like, there's nothing worse than me going out with you. And I feel like every time we go out, it's like, oh, we got to have, you know, we got 2 hours here, or I can meet up for an hour here.
Right.
I'm not willing to do that. I'm not saying that I need a woman. She's like, well, you don't like women that's busy. And it's like, nah, it's not about you being busy. It's like, we all make time for something. My thing is, I get it. You're making an hour, which I should be grateful with. But at the end of the day, I also am allowed to say, I don't like that.
That's your time too.
That's my time too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to squeeze, like the way my day works, I don't want to squeeze in an hour right here. I can squeeze in an hour phone call.
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to drive 30 miles to come see you for an hour.
Nah, that's crazy.
I'm not doing it. Somebody else will, and I'm no knock to them, but. So my thing was, I just felt like I was always initiating contact. Then when my shift came is, I'm like, yo, I'm not hitting her up no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was more so like, oh, well, like, why, you know, like, you know, or why are you playing that game? And it's like, no, it's not playing the game. It's just like, I'm always noticing that I'm asking you to hang out.
Yep.
I'm asking you to come over, or I'm asking you to do this. And it's like, yo, like, and you're constantly declining.
A lot of people play the game.
So my thing is, it's not that I'm asking and you're coming over. If you're asking and you're coming over, then I don't care.
Right.
But if I ask like three, four times in a row if you want to hang out, and it's always a decline, or, and there's no, nigga, what?
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items, or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
So you never use the shift to have the advantage in the...
I'm not trying to get advantage, because at the end of the day, when I shift,
your shift is like,
I'm,
you all the way out
you
the door.
Asked that. I'm glad you. That's actually a really good fucking question. We should unpack. Do you shift for an advantage so that you can get what you want, mm-hmm. or are you shifting? That's a good question. I'm gonna ask you how you shift. I know mm-hmm. how I shift. I shift to be. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not shifting for advantage.
Yeah.
Because when I shift, I'm letting you know, like, hey, I'm not gonna be. I'm not doing all that. Now, if you want to hang out, I'm over here.
Right.
But if not, you know, hey, I appreciate the time, but I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Because I don't need advantage. There's no advantage. And I'm not telling that woman I'm cutting her off. Now, I'm telling you, the ball's in your court. If you think that I'm important,
right,
shoot. But if you don't, then clearly I'm not. And, you know, I don't like the way you date. You don't like the way I date.
And that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I shift to be done. I can't shifting to gain an advantage to me is like you know, like some tennis shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
ah.
It's definitely tennis.
You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, advantage jig. Like, you know what I mean?
You can't tell me in your like college, new age.
Well, now, okay, yeah, in fuckboy days.
Oh, okay,
yeah, we're shifting to get an advantage.
Right.
On fuckboy days, we're shifting to fuck girls back.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, it's like, all right, I'm a fall back. And then once she start getting attached, then I'm a take advantage of. Yeah, I've done that. That's worse, actually.
Yeah.
That's worse. What about you?
I think I've used the shift in a lot of different ways. A lot of times, if I don't see something being reciprocated, if I feel like I'm the only one that's reaching out to make contact.
Right.
That's not the type of girl I want to be involved with anyway. So, right. But a lot of times, like you said, them girls, like, stuff like that happens, and they start hitting you up again. Then what? You're all the way out the door now. So are you coming back? Are you like, are you entertaining it again? Or
see, and that's the thing. Like, are you going to, like, cause me, sometimes people shift to teach a lesson.
Yep.
But my thing is, you don't have to teach a lesson that way. You can just teach a lesson by just saying, hey,
right,
this is what doesn't work for me. And, but also it's like you got to do, I have to ask yourself, like, damn, am I cool with this shift? And like her coming back and saying, like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's almost like you that, yeah, this is childish.
It is childish.
When you really like
it is childish.
Yo, as I'm really breaking this bullshit down, bro, this is childish as fuck.
The game is the game, man.
Yo, I didn't even think of that. Hold on, like, man. Let me think about this. Hold on. All right, y'all, real quick. I'm going to stop the podcast just for 2 seconds. Look, I support black businesses. So here go my black business that I'm supporting. Check this out, man. Brick 22 Productions, they hosted their first Black Fest. I'm talking, it's a Juneteenth celebration. Now, my birthday is June 20th. I'm born the day after Juneteenth. We're going to have a group Juneteenth celebration. And guess what? It's going to have music and comedy. It's going to be featuring some of the real dope up-and-coming
and real dope established performers. With that being said, man, the event even has the best special purpose. 80% of the revenue is going back into the African American community in the following ways, and they're really about this. It's going back, they're taking 80% of what they're doing and putting it back into the community like we're supposed to be doing. Community and development, scholarships, business grants, educational impact. Every ticket purchase, y'all, is getting donated back into the community. Come on now. You can't get mad at that. Check this out. This event is going to be announced on February 25th at 11:30 a.m. on AXS.com. That is a official ticket site, AXS.com. The ticket will go on sale at 12 p.m. Now, check this out. All right, you can do it. You can do tickets in one way or two ways. You can go online or you can call now. But here's the thing, and here's the number to call: 770-626-2464. All right, you can only do 2 or 4 tickets at a time, y'all. You got to understand we're having COVID issues, so they're trying to make them stay safe. So look, please get behind Brick 22 Productions Juneteenth celebration. This shit is going to be dope. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. Now let's get back into the podcast.
Alright. Yeah, I made you hold on for an ad. It's the way it works out here. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let's run that ad. Let's pay, you know, what they say on radio. Let's pay the bills.
Absolutely.
Let's pay the bills. We be right back.
Very important.
Didn't take that long to pay the bills. We back. We're back. What's up, y'all? All right.
You had me looking over at the camera.
I know, right? What's up, y'all? All right. No. No, man, we was discussing, you know, dating and trying to teach people a lesson to gain an advantage. And like, yeah, man, it really do sound childish. Every time I'm saying this, it's like, all right, like, you know, who are you trying to teach? Like, I wish a woman would try to teach me a fucking lesson.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fix him. Like, bitch, what you, Bugs Bunny? Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know how, like, on cartoons, they be like, oh, he think this is, oh, I'll fix him. Like, bitch, no, you not. Like,
I'm a grown man. At the end of the day, it's like, we just probably don't click.
Fix me?
Come on.
You gonna fix me? Fix these nuts. I'm sorry, man. That was, I like your Hilfiger shirt, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Dope ass Tommy Hilfiger. Rugby, man.
Thrift store vibes, man.
Yeah, I fuck with that, man.
Thanks.
I'd wear that. It looked like something like Raekwon would wear.
you got the jerseys, man, so I had to pull up with something.
I got jerseys, man.
I see you got all the jerseys, bro.
Jerseys, man. We'll bring jerseys back. Fabulous was dope with doing that. He had jerseys all everywhere.
I didn't think they went anywhere, man. Like, this, like the
It was
like
because back in the day, we was wearing like 8X jerseys.
I definitely was.
And it looked stupid.
Yeah.
Women were like, come on, bro. Like, it's a nice shirt, but get one that fits. You know, like.
So what size now? What are we wearing? What size?
I'm a large, man.
Got to do a large.
I'm a large, man. Yeah, I'm a large. And then what I do is I don't wear, like, in the summertime, yeah, like basketball jerseys.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't wear no shirt on.
Right. You wear like a beater.
Yeah, I don't wear no shirt with the
That's
jersey.
That's hard. I got to start doing that.
I don't wear no shirt with the jersey.
So yeah. you look like you about to hoop for real.
I look like I'm about to hoop for real.
Hey, man, I ain't mad at that.
Yeah. Anyway, man, you know, I was just thinking about all this dating like that. I just realized, like, we really not grown, you know?
When is grown? What is grown, really?
Not doing shit like that.
That's true.
Not trying to teach adults a lesson.
Mm.
Like, that's really, like, come on, man.
I think there's a line, and you got to sometimes show people how to treat you. Not saying that you got to teach them a lesson about, like, you know, life, and because that ain't your job, but like, you got to show people how to treat you sometimes, because they will really take advantage of you. They'll really use you up, and then
get you
out of here.
But my thing is like, in dating, you do have to teach people how to treat you, but it's like, dating should be something where, like, we're not, like, you're teaching me how to love you. Not how to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're teaching me how to love you.
Yeah.
Like, what do you like? Like, I'm interested in loving you. Not interested in trying to, you to obey my fucking command.
Oh, yeah, nah. Absolutely not.
That's ass.
Yeah. If you got to do that, then
that's ass.
That's on you. That's ego trip.
That's ass.
Yeah.
I'm not on that. I'm not on that.
No.
Man.
Definitely not.
Anyway, man. Let me ask you this, bro, because this is more so like a bonus episode. You know, this is something special. You came in the studio, it's a bonus episode, man. Let me ask you this, bro. All right, one last question.
What's up?
Because I listened to the episode we did, and I realized I got your show mixed up with another show.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was talking about a whole nother show.
Oh, wow. You did a good job at...
I thought you was on Love is Blind.
Oh,
hey, he looked bad too. Like I was, man. I kept saying like you in the pod, and I'm like, and I'm thinking like there wasn't no pod on Marriage. I went back and rewatched it.
Like, come on, Clint,
bro. I'm being honest.
I can't even. I respect the honesty, man. I can't even be mad about it.
I'm being honest. I was talking about two shows. I was talking about your show and Love is Blind in the same. Yeah, I'm. Yeah, it's my fault, and I'm gonna admit to it. But let me ask you this. Would you encourage anybody to do something like that? And what I mean by that is, would you encourage them, like if they was your friend, not like you not going through what you would,
right.
Like if they tell you, what would you say?
To be married to a complete stranger.
Yeah.
I would tell them they better think long and hard about it. I would tell them that it's definitely, it's going to change a lot of stuff in your life. But I encourage it, man. Like I encourage that.
Do you technically identify as being a divorced man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
I am divorced. We went through the whole, regardless of how long the marriage was, we went through a real life divorce. And in North Carolina, it takes a year of separation just to start a divorce process. So yeah, I'm a divorced man for real. That shit was a long time.
Y'all was separated longer than y'all was divorced.
Exactly. A lot longer.
Y'all was longer than y'all was married.
Yep. So yeah, I'm 29 years old, divorced.
I'm divorced, man. You're not battered though.
I'm not scarred up from it. I mean, I learned a lot from it. You know what I'm saying?
I am divorced at 29.
Yeah. Not a lot of people can say that. So I feel kind of feels a little
divorced, man. Like different. I don't know if I would be on a date.
Yeah.
And be like with a girl, like you on a date, you know, I'd be like, bitch, I'm not really divorced. Like,
yeah.
That
stuff don't matter to me. I mean, honestly, but I know it. I know it matters to a lot of people, but none of that title stuff matters at all.
You ain't give her no money or no shit like that, did you?
No. Everything
it was smooth.
Everything was. We went our separate way and
nothing.
That's it.
Did she have your last name for a second?
Nah, she didn't. You have. It takes a little second for you to.
So she's like, I ain't even doing all that.
Nah. It was a long process, man. A lot of specifics, but.
I feel you.
It's great. Would you do it?
Yeah.
You would do it?
I do it.
So you wouldn't do Love is Blind, but you would do Married at First Sight?
I do both.
Wow.
I do both.
You bold, G.
But once I find out what I find out, I'm out.
You just gonna leave?
Yeah, I'm not going. I'm just not, I don't give a fuck what the optics look like. Once I find out what I find out, like if I find out I meet you and you ugly, like I don't care how this looks.
You're done.
I'm out.
No, you're not giving no chance to.
I'm not attracted to you. It's not going to work.
Wow.
I don't care how it looks. If I'm on Love is Blind and I meet you and she's.
Yeah.
No.
That's it. Hey, I respect it.
No.
At this point, you probably know exactly what you're looking for.
You're not, like, we're going to be, I'm going to be like, look, producers, I saw her, like, what can we do about this?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to pretend like this. I'm all right with
you
this.
You going to say you need a redo?
No, I'm just be like, yo, I'm not attracted to her.
Would you tell her?
Yeah.
You would?
I'm not on camera, though. I wouldn't do that on
tour. They're gonna make you tell her on camera.
All right, then I'll do it. I'm like, look, I'm just not attracted to you.
Man.
Not attracted to you.
Hey. Look, you tough, man. You tough.
Look, man, looks matter, dog.
Absolutely, they do.
How I'm going to, like, look, ladies, looks don't matter to y'all. But, no, it do, but it don't. Like, a woman could grow to love a nigga. And women looking at me like, whoa, you not even all that fine. And it's like, all right, that's cool. If you're not attracted to me, don't fuck me. Like, ladies, I'm like, for real, if you are not attracted to me, do not fuck me. All right? If you don't think I'm fine, do not have sex with me. Like, I don't want you fucking my personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, his personality is so dope. That's what makes me wet. No. 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 Call me immature. Call me a child.
So what if she get up there and you do something like that, and then she tells you that you are that you aren't attractive on the show? If you did a show and she was like,
that? I'm going to be hurt. Yeah, look, I'm not going to act like it don't hurt.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah, I'm not going to act like it don't hurt. I'm going to be hurt. You know what I mean? But I'm going to be all right.
I get it.
I'm going to be all right. I'm going to definitely be all right. I'm going to be all right.
That sound hurt already. I'm going to be all right. That's funny. That's funny.
That sound hurt, dog. Yeah, no, because I am going to be all right.
Yeah, that's going to be hard.
I'm going to be cool. Like, I mean, it's going to be, look, listen, I'm not sitting here acting like that wouldn't hurt my pride.
For sure.
If a girl told me on fucking Love is Blind, Married, anything, like, yo, I thought my husband was going to be this, and he's him. Like, yeah. Nigga, like, I'm cool. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not your speed.
That's tough.
Like, listen, if I meet a chick on Love is Blind and then I get on there and I find out she's white, I don't care. I look racist. I'm not getting married. So you're gonna let skin ruin true love. Nigga, their ancestors did.
That's the truth.
You know what I mean? Their ancestors did. Why the fuck? Why can't I?
I can't be mad at that at all.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I no. No,
you wouldn't even give it a shot. As soon as she came down the aisle and you saw the white woman,
if she looks racially ambiguous, yeah. I'm gonna be like, I know I'm gonna get killed for this. Probably
so. Shit.
If she comes down the aisle, I'm gonna be like, yo, hey, like, so where you from? Like, where's your family from?
Well, shit, the way it happens is when you're standing up there.
If she tells me Ireland or no. Nah.
Well, when you're up there at the altar, you get a chance to see her family sitting there anyway before she even comes down the aisle. So you know before she comes down the aisle.
Well, then.
You just gonna leave?
I'm not leaving. I'm gonna go through with it. Okay. But I'm gonna be like, hey, I didn't sign up for that.
It's real.
It's like I would have told the producers, like, yo, man, I want a black woman.
And they asked you that.
I'm gonna say it straight up, like, yo. Black.
Yeah.
Yo, but like, black. Yeah, but what if her parents, yo.
Black.
Black.
Yeah.
But like, how come if she don't, my man. Black. You know what I mean?
Simple as that.
That's it, dog. If her mom is African American, her dad white, she's black.
So you would go through it if she was mixed.
Yeah, she's black.
Okay.
Listen, if you she's black.
Okay.
I don't do that. That makes, my racial is black.
That makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Biracial is black.
Biracial is black. But now I gotta know. Now if you biracial, I gotta know, like, where do you fall?
Right.
Like, are you, what,
you're really gonna have to start picking her brain then.
You play spades? Yeah. Do you play spades?
What's your favorite meal to make? What's your favorite meal to eat?
I'm cool with that. She can make whatever. Do you play spades?
Mm.
Do you play spades? Ladies, that's all I wanna know. That's literally a deal breaker for me. If I meet you online, I just want to know, yo, you play spades? No? Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Mm.
Nothing else to talk about. Do you play spades? No. All right, cool.
You looking for a spades partner?
I mean, shit.
Gotta have it.
All trust. Fuck out of here.
I ain't mad at that.
So. All right, man, Keith. What did we learn today, bro?
We learned that the shift is childish. I learned that today because I didn't know that until today.
Childish as fuck. It's the cover of this Illmatic album.
Yeah. That's tough.
It's child.
I learned, you know, I take that away from me. I accept that. And I guess I try to get better. Mm. So thank you.
No Clint. Doubt, man.
I appreciate
it. I'm not really the help dude, though.
Yeah.
I just know what works and what don't work. I know what don't work. The shift works.
Yeah.
But it's childish.
Is it short game? That's the
it's what you're trying to get out of it.
Okay.
What are you trying to get out of it? And for me, if we're doing the shift, for me, it should be like, look, I just know my worth.
Mm.
If you want to come back, then you're not. It's not going to be easy.
Right.
That's how I got it.
That makes sense.
Hey, man. It's great. I'm glad you came, Keith.
Appreciate you having me, man.
Glad you came, man. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name. 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 Say what's his name.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.